know, another good win for us. We continue to play good defense, although we started the game without defensive intensity, but it picked up, and we held their best player to 0 points, and it's another game we held our opponents to under 40% field goal percentage shooting. So another good effort, and our offense picked up in the second half, and a little better ball movement against the zone in the second half, and then when they went man-to-man, I thought we did a good job getting the ball inside where we wanted to get it.
Are you concerned at all about the foul shooting?
Yes. Oh, I don't know. We'll keep on trying to coach it, but you just hope it doesn't come back to bite us. I mean, the first half, I think we were 4-for-11 and two front ends and one-on-ones we missed. So continues to be a problem. And the only thing, we'll come tomorrow, and most of our practice tomorrow will be shooting foul shots. And we do it every day. And I don't know what it is, but we've had some good games from the foul line, too, but we can never afford to keep on shooting like this from power.
Even on the nights when Ryan Grandieri is not 8-for-8, how satisfying is it to coach somebody that's so fundamentally sound?
Very satisfying. And, when we go up against his own defense, Brian has to be in the game. He has a great feel for getting behind the zone and hitting that baseline shot there and getting it off quick. And that's a tough shot to hit, but he doesn't miss too many of those. And I think people are looking at different ways to play us, and we'll probably see more zone. And we've done a good job all season long attacking the zone, and a lot of that credit goes to Brian getting behind the zone.
Can you talk a little bit about Marcus Gaines' defensive performance tonight?
Terrific. I mean, it's probably poor judgment on my part the first game to not double those guys in the low post to begin the game, and we made the adjustment at Columbia, and we doubled them in the second half. And it bothered him. I thought tonight it bothered him too. But these guys did a terrific job. Both Mark and Steve did a terrific job fronting the post tonight, right from the get-go. So we had good ball pressure, so we didn't have to double. But when the ball went in there, we doubled, and it was effective. They did a terrific job.
What's been the difference defensively?
I think our intensity, our ball pressure, our denials, one pass away. I just think the total effort has picked up. And we certainly have some time where we've focused on it. And in fairness to these guys, when you put in a new system in our offensive system, I wouldn't say it's complex, but it takes some time to learn. We probably spent more time at the beginning of the season getting in structure and offense and not enough time on defense. But it's certainly picked up, and it's paying off for us now.
Coach, can you talk a little bit how you're able to exploit all different companies and defenses and how you're looking at that?
Just good execution by the guys. It's been, we've been an unselfish team all year long. We've been a good passing team. We've been a team, again, that doesn't really care who gets the shots. We just want good shots. And it's a credit to the players that they're that unselfish, and they have one goal in mind. That's the win. It doesn't matter who gets the shots. So good execution, good ball movement.
Maybe you're banging your knee there one time and just problems over.
Just like knocking a knee with another player, but it just happened to be a floor that time.
He just wanted to get like a 20-point win, but for some reason, just watching the game for most of the game, it didn't seem like a 20-point game. It seemed like it was close. Did you get that feeling? How did you?
Well, the one guy hit 3 threes in a row, and anytime you got guys, knocking down those consecutively, then it can be a close game within, 2 minutes. So that's probably why I felt closer than it was.
Coach Jones was talking earlier that he came up to you, you seniors. What did he say? And does that, does that make you feel good that a coach going against you for the last time made an effort to come up and say something about competing against you for all these years?
He just gave me a hug and complimented me on my career and, told me he hated me for beating them so many times. At Columbia and here, but he was just kidding around, obviously. He's just a good guy, and he wanted me to play with him up there, but I'd already committed to Penn, so.
Yeah, he said the same thing to me, so I think it's, classy of him to kind of say something to him and as we wind down our careers, and it's also kind of an eye-opener that this is the last go-around in the Ivy League for us and playing all these teams, so. I think I'm going to probably come out a lot harder tomorrow night and be ready, since I guess it's kind of hitting me a little bit.
Do you have to say anything at all to the younger players about not getting ahead of themselves as you get closer and closer?
We're still in a race here. Yale and Cornell are right behind us. We have a big game tomorrow night. So we need to come out hard and strong. If we play well tomorrow night and get a win, that'd be great. But we're just taking it one game at a time.
Mark, can you talk about the week leading up to this game with you and Steve and Brandon, and watching tape of Donovan and Mitchell and what you saw and how you were able to use that to your advantage tonight?
We were emphasizing doubling the post, and we wanted to come and attack them and try and deny them getting the ball anytime we could. So we thought if we fronted them, that would kind of hamper their inside game. And we worked hard to practice it with it, and I thought we were well prepared for it.
It seemed as though whenever Columbia scored or got close to you guys put it away. Had a 19-5 run to end the first half. Can you guys talk about how you're able to stop their runs and create your own runs?
Well, first, we should have probably come out and won a 19-5 run to start the half. We were those sluggish on defense to start the game, and they scored on a few possessions where we just had lapses on our own. So we just buckled down and played the way we're supposed to, and it just worked out that way.
Yeah, I agree.
Any more questions? Mark, can you talk about how crucial this is for you for Brian to have a good game to take the pressure off of both you guys?
Definitely. Anytime Brian can get those easy buckets, it takes a lot of pressure off of both myself and Evie. Brian's going to have those games for you where he can't miss, and he's just such a great player to have. He does all the dirty work, I guess. He's Mr. Everything, I guess you'd call him. But attacks the boards, gets steals, kind of does everything, fills the stat sheet. So it's great to have Brian on the team and to see him have a performance like this.
You guys find those 10-foot baseline jumpers to be tough shots? It seems like they come naturally for him, but it's been described a lot of times as a tough shot.
I think it's the toughest shot in basketball. But
some guy learned how to shoot the three first. Brian, he couldn't shoot the three last year. But he learned how to shoot the three a lot over the summer, and he's been getting better at it. So.
Anything else?
Okay. Thanks,
Thank you.